So you mentioned inotuzumab. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about it and how it's currently being utilized?
Yeah, inotuzumab is another antibody-drug conjugate that the toxin is the same as gentuzumab, is calicheamicin. So that's why they're both ozogamicin, inotuzumab ozogamicin, and gemtuzumab ozogamicin. So the toxin is the same. And we need to remember that in all these studies where we use monoclonal antibodies against B cells, and that's true in lymphomas and leukemias, or even the CAR T cells, the antigens are not specific for the leukemia. They are B cell antigens, in this case CD22. You know, it's present in all normal B cells. But this is a very effective drug as a single agent compared to standard salvage chemotherapy. It produced a higher response rate, survival benefit, and that was the basis for approval as a single agent, very effective. So we use it as a single agent in the salvage outside of clinical trial, but we are starting to incorporate it into our cocktail of chemotherapy in the frontline setting to try to see if we can improve the outcome of patients. You know, as you know, the outcome of adult patients with ALL has not followed the path of the pediatric patients, where 90% of patients are cured. In adults, we still have deficiencies. So we are incorporating this into our hyper-CVAD regimen to try to improve in that. Early data is very encouraging. I think it is going to be very significant.